maybe half, when you get the cloud on top of that.
Which way do most of your hurricanes come from?
Especially, we have had some come from East West Coast. We usually get more severe ones come in from
South.
Caribbean, through here instead of the Gulf. They have it. One comes in the Caribbean, goes around the state of Florida, gains speed out of the Gulf, and then comes across. They do that once in a while. But they chart it, they can tell. But most severe ones I've ever seen were came from down in there, direct. But we've had some terrible ones come off the Gulf.
Say if it's raining, but not very hard, just a few fine drops at a time, what do you call that?
Sprinkle.
And
did that the other night.
Say you got a real heavy white mist outside, you say, I couldn't see the drive because it was so wet.
Well, it's a cloud burst. It does that once in a while. It drops fast, you can't see. Well, it's a cloud burst.
Could you find it again?
Well, I'm foggy. I don't know. I'm lucky that it's all right,
man. And, let's see. Say that the wind's been very gentle, but it gradually starts getting stronger and stronger. You'd say it's doing what?
Picking up.
What if just the opposite happened?
Well, the wind's picking up. And I don't know whether they got that special with the cold. But the wind, some people say it's freshening. Say it's due to loop. I had a lot of pull up. The wind's picking up now, so blow that cloud away.
Well, what if just the opposite's happening? What would you say?
Oh, the wind would be not big.
What if the wind's been
still?
It's real
bad at the wind. No breeze or anything.
If the wind's real strong and starts to get gentler and gentler, you say it's doing what? It's
causing that.
And let's see. Say on the morning when it's not disagreeably cold, it's just a little cool, you know, just a kind of invigorating outside, you can say it's rough white outside.
It's
a
chilly.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say you have.
That's a pretty cold out of breeze. That's what happened this winter. It killed everything I had. I have about three out that 72 years old. The whole thing down to the ground.
How cold did it get?
Huh?
How cold did it get this winter?
Well, it had snow in the front door. I didn't get up in time to see it. Cliff went to work for about 7 o'clock. You know how it is, 7 o'clock in the winter. He saw it. I never had seen snow but one time down here. It didn't snow enough for them to tell it. I never did see a big heavy snow anyway. When I was in the service, the ground froze up in Virginia and you walk on a part of this floor, but it didn't have any snow.
Yes.
I was in Washington one time and it snowed up there. We went to the up in the gutter. That's the biggest snow I've ever seen. Didn't cover the whole street because the wind was blowing and threw it up in the gutter.
Did you see the lake or the creeks around here freeze or anything?
I've seen it freeze water in the bucket by pushing outside, but never have seen the lake. I imagine around the edge, still, you know, with the ice, because it kills the grass sometimes around the edge.
We were talking about a spoon a little while ago, so what? Those things that you have to rain or white umbrellas and shape things that might spring up around in the woods, out in the grass, what do you call those?
Mushrooms.
Do they same thing as toadstools or they do?
Yeah, toadstools. The same thing between a toadstool and a mushroom unless you're an expert. I've heard of people going out testing them and eating them, but I don't know. I let somebody else test it. I'm not going to try to eat them. Do you ever eat a fresh mushroom?
I won't eat them anyway, cooked or anyway.
My kids don't like them.
I can't stand them.